Kia ora, this is your Wāte English News. St Stephen's old boy Shane Jones says his former teacher, Awi Riddle, had a profound influence on the hundreds of boys he taught, both at Tipene and Te Aute College in Hawke's Bay. Te Aorere Riddle died yesterday at his home in Point Chevalier, surrounded by whānau. He was 87. He is being taken today to Iritekura Marae in Waipiro Bay near East Cape, where his nehu will be held on Sunday. Mr. Jones says he was a strict disciplinarian who brought the best out of his pupils, including on the rugby field.
For me personally, and many of my generation at St. Stephen's School, is probably the singular largest influence on us, having a greater sense of respect and esteem for our language. Those of us who were comfortable in the language were led by him and motivated by him to develop.
Māori Dim has also lost Anglican Bishop Muru Walters from Te Aupōuri and Te Rārawa, who died yesterday, aged 89. A memorial service will be held at the church at the Holy Sepulchre in Khyber Pass on Monday. Te Taitokerau Principals Association President Pat Newman says cause to fine the parents of persistent truants is political pandering. ACT leader and Associate Education Minister David Seymour is proposing the fines as well as additional funding for school-based truancy officers. Mr. Newman says fines have been tried before and they don't work, and what does work are family-centred approaches. The Horahora School principal says it's a policy designed to appeal to people who see truancy as a poor and brown problem.
It's that sort of brown bashing behind it, and there's no doubt about it. The reality of the situation is that is not what has happened. We know that punishing people to get kids to school doesn't work. The court system is already chocker, and so where are we going to put these in?
Pat Newman says he'll be interested to see what happens when the politicians realise one of the big groups responsible for non-attendance are affluent families who take their children travelling. Ngāti Pāua hopes its homegrown method of stopping Caulerpa seaweed spreading through the Hauraki Gulf will be effective. Spokesperson Blair Anderson says because of frustration at government inaction, the iwi turned to carpetmaker Brimworth, which produced at its own cost several hundred metres of wall matting to deny the weed light and nutrition. He says Ngāti Pāua refuses to accept Caulerpa can't be stopped.
We've had a number of people say to us, well, you're too late now. It's here. We're just going to have to learn to live with it. The issue for us is we must do our utmost to eradicate. It's an issue particularly for our future generations if we do not do something here and now.
Other methods being trialled include industrial strength suction from a drench and divers hand pulling up the seaweed. Kua te reo no mate ariki tēnei, and that was your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou! We'll be right back.